This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. An iPhone repairman shared a clip on TikTok after a cheating husband tried to bribe him. The guy came in with his wife to get his phone fixed, but there was a note inside the phone along with a $100 bill. The guy wanted him to claim that the phone couldn't be fixed so his wife couldn't be able to check the call history. That's
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
here's how that went down.
This customer and his wife came in earlier, and they gave me his phone to fix. I was like, all right, give me an hour. I'll finish it for you. I came in the bag. I opened it up, and this is what I found inside. What do you guys think I should do? Should I tell her or keep the 100?
Boy, keep the 100.
Yeah.
This isn't your problem.
Now, the TikTok videos go away, right?
I don't know.
Is that how
that's
that works?
Snapchat.
Oh, that's Snapchat? Oh, so this is out there.
Yeah, they stick around.
Yeah, they all do.
For a long, long time.
Unfortunately, we have it, so it didn't go away too far.
And now he's like, screw, because this is like spreading virally. So what if that person sees it and she's going to see the handwriting? Because the handwriting, I mean, I would imagine she's going to know her husband's handwriting.
Handwriting's literally on the wall.
Dude, it's so funny because, he opened up the phone to where the battery is.
Yeah.
There's the $100 in this note.
That's so awesome. I mean, that's like, you know, that's old school right there.
All right, would you take the $100 and make the phone inoperable?
Yeah, I mean, why not? What are you going to do? You're going to ruin the marriage and ruin everybody's life? I mean, if the wife is oblivious to the fact, unless the phone is being brought in so that the wife can check up on him, I don't know if that's why. You know, that's what your story says, is that the phone, so it'll be inoperable, so she wouldn't be able to check up.
Right.
So maybe they're already on the rocks anyway, so it's a matter of time before she's going to dump his ass. So keep the 100. She's already on to him.
Or do you just, like, put another note in there and go, after you piece of, crap.
You keep the 100.
The 100 and I fixed your phone.
Yeah.
Oh. Or you send a note to the wife and go, I got some information.
And you say, what's up?
Can you beat $100? Can you beat $100?
Hey, I got $100. Want to go on a date?
All right, you guys should see.
Oh, boy. So it looks like, according to his TikTok page, he decided he didn't want to get into the middle of it. So when the wife came back to pick up the phone, he gave it to her and showed her the note and the bribe.
Well, he just got in the middle of it.
Right.
He's an idiot when he said, I didn't want to get in the middle of it. You are actually in the middle of it.
How about just fix the phone and be like, hey, I think your husband dropped this $100. Don't put the note in there. You know what I mean?
I would give it back to the guy. That's what I would do. If the wife came in and say, you know what? It's still being worked on. Call the guy. Do whatever you can do and go, I don't want to be any part of this. Take your phone and get the hell out of my place.
Why'd you give this to me?
You know, that's the thing you do if you don't want any part of it.
So then the husband went back to the store, started throwing things. So the repairman had to get the cops involved.
Well, now the guy's a piece of dirt. Then the husband's an idiot. Maybe he did do the right thing after all.
You know,
what a weird situation.
If the husband's going to be violent like that, then you know what? It's probably best that, you know, that wife get the hell out.
And the guy said, hey, I was raised to be respectful and honest. And guy code is for kids.
Oh, I don't know about that. Come on now. No, I think... I don't think I would have handled it that way. That's a tough one. I just wouldn't want to be a part of it. I'd be like, take your damn phone back.
Well, I have a lot of fun with $100.
See, yeah. And I'm even thinking like even more devious at this point in time because you take the hundy and maybe you make a backup of the phone. So you quote unquote fix it. Wow. And then you contact the guy a little bit later and be like, hey, man, I need some college tuition for my kids.
So at that point, you've got two a-holes involved in the situation.
Well,
you've got a cheater and an extortionist.
One texter said that if he offers $100, I counter with $1,000. If he doesn't accept, I tell his wife.
My man.
Wow. That's a good markup.
Yeah. Actually, you'd be more of a blackmailer, not an extortionist, really. I mean, I don't know. But either way, Rev, you'd be a bad guy. These are all great plans, except...
Am I the bad guy if I'm the bad guy to the bad guy?
Oh, good question. Sort of like, you know, like two wrongs make a right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I didn't know you guys would support cheating. Now, I'd just support getting $100.
That's what Steve's all
staying out of other people's business. Yeah.
You know what? $100 is not enough for me. But if it was $1,000, I think I might have made a move.
Wow.
But that's hard to put in a phone. You know, I mean, you can put a little hundy in the phone battery area, but putting 1,000 is going to be tough. Yeah. Oh, good job. We're all morally bankrupt.
That's your life. Yeah. Imagine that's your life, though. Like, you're writing little notes for a random guy to help cover your ass.
Dude, that's, you know, people that are like that, they just do stuff like that all the time. They're living by a different set of rules. I've known a lot of cheaters, and I just don't understand how, without coming clean. And look, I get that sometimes people make a mistake, whatever, there's a moment of weakness, but to carry it around is the tough part. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do that. I think, you know, I wouldn't be able to. I think I'd have to come clean.
Yeah.
So, you know, that...
How would you come clean? Would you have an iPhone repairman help you out?
Yes, I'd have him do that for me. I'd say, listen...
Would you put it on a cake?
Yeah. I think I would. But it'd be a cake where, you know, you cut it open and inside you see, you know, if it's blue, I'm faithful. If it's pink, I cheated. How about that?
Oh, okay.
And that way it's like a baby reveal party.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Well, as long as it doesn't burn everything down, I think it'll be fine.
What kind of flavors would these cakes be?
Well...
Is blue like blueberry and pink like... Raspberry or strawberry?
Oh, that's a really good question. These are good questions. What's the flavor of cheating?
I don't know. Is
red velvet?
Is regret even
devil's
a flavor?
Food?
Yeah. Ooh, devil's food. Yes. Yeah, I like that one.
I'm
maybe I should
got
do
to
that.
The bottom of all this.
Yeah. All right, so it's going to have to be a devil. She's going to cut in. It's like a pure white cake, but then she cuts in and sees it's the devil in the center. There we go. I got to figure it out. I got a cheat cake ready to go.
Why don't I just like... ditch his phone somewhere or like run it over or like dip it in water or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's a really good point.
It sounds like he did that and she's like, you need to fix this.
Yeah. But you should lose it. I mean, maybe it was too cheap to get another one. Or maybe he's got great pictures on there. He didn't want to lose them.
Oh, yeah. Or all the apps, man. It's a pain in the ass to get all those apps back on another phone.
I'd rather just admit that I cheated than have to reload my phone.
I don't remember all my passwords.
Yeah. You know, as a Tom Brady fan, I'm going to tell you, destroying your phone when you're getting investigated doesn't go so well.
Oh, good point.
That's a good point.
I wouldn't recommend that.
And don't hang out with Ben Affleck. Those are the two things you shouldn't do if you don't want to get caught being a bad guy. All right. Alice Cooper. You know that guy, right?
Dude, I just saw a picture of Alice Cooper. He was at like some kind of a place where he was helping feed people that are a little less fortunate.
That's cool.
It was such a cool shot because it was clear, like, it didn't look like a PR thing. You know what I mean? It looked like somebody that was also there was like, holy crap, that's Alice Cooper, and took a picture of him without him knowing.
Oh.
He wasn't posing like, I have a spoon and some mashed potatoes in my hand. You know what I mean? Like, he was legit looked engaged with whoever he was talking to at this food shelter. And it was just super cool to see, man.
Well, he's doing something else. It might be cool. He and Hailstorm's Lizzie Hale, who we love. She's so awesome. Bush's Gavin Rossdale. And they're all going to be serving as judges for Hit Parader's band reality competition TV show called No Cover.
Do you even know Hit Parader?
I know. It's a magazine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It was like, that was like a heavy metal magazine when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
That and that was a Cream.
Oh, I remember
Excuse
Cream.
Me?
Yeah, Cream was another one.
Cream magazine.
You don't remember Cream?
No, I do remember Hit Parader, but I would remember something called Cream, I feel.
Yeah, this may be a little before your time.
Yeah.
Cream, I think, came first, right? I think.
I'm not sure. And it was a music magazine, people, so get your minds out of
it. And I think it's C-R-E-E-M, is
it
that?
It was,
yeah.
Yes.
That,
Cream.
Cream. I'm sure there was nothing euphemistic involved in that at all.
I want to get a shirt that just says cream.
Dude, I bet they're out there. I mean, that's a classic.
It's a classic
iconic
logo.
Yeah.
America's only rock and roll magazine.
And it totally looks like it was made in the 70s or at least late 60s.
Oh, yeah. There's absolutely, you can find cream t-shirts out there.
And do it, Steve.
What was the other one? Like Metal Circus, I think, or something like that?
Yeah. That I don't know.
I remember that one. That was where I found all my weird new metal bands in the 90s.
Yeah, that was so awesome because I think they had like the, it was just called Circus.
Oh, Circus. I remember Circus. Yes. Oh, yeah. Circus was huge.
I loved all those because they all had like the centerfold picture and it wasn't anything naughty. It was just like, you know, Kip Winger.
Yeah, it was rock bands.
Yeah. And I would always pull those out and like put them up on my wall.
I feel like Kiss was on every cover of Circus.
They were on the cover a lot. Them and Ozzy.
Yeah.
And Motley Crue.
Well, this new show, Hit Parader's new competition show called No Cover, going to spotlight unsigned artists and bands that write and record their own original music. I think this is cool because obviously this is going to have a rock bend as opposed to all the other American Idol-y shows and, you know, The Voices and all that where it's all about, you know, pop stars. This feels like it's going to be a rock type of reality show to give someone a chance to break out.
Sadly, I don't think it'll be very successful, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, the judges are going to be, like I said, so Alice Cooper's a judge, Lizzie Hale's a judge, Gavin Rossdale's a judge, and they're going to grade the artists on three key factors, originality, presence, and songcraft.
I remember there was like, what was the one, there was a reality show when they were trying to find a lead singer for the band INXS. And that was a super fun reality show. I thought that was awesome. And I thought that the guy they got was pretty kick-ass, too.
Oh, Rockstar : INXS.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think they did other ones, too.
I think so.
They did a couple. I think, did they do Queen?
Honestly, I don't remember.
I'm not sure, but Rockstar INXS was a super fun. And then I remember there was one rock and roll reality show called Bands on the Run that was on VH1.
Bands on the Run.
That show was awesome.
Rockstar did two. They did INXS and then Supernova, which was Tommy Lee, Jason Newsted, and Gilby Clark.
Yeah, that went nowhere.
Yeah, that didn't go nowhere. Yeah.
Well,
and then it died.
But Bands on the Run, I remember that band Flickerstick, and I was a big fan of that band for a while.
I like the name.
Yeah.
I don't know Flickerstick.
They were just a band. They had four different bands that were all different types of rock. There was like almost like a jazzy, funky rock band, like a jam band rock band, like a female fronted or female. The entire band was female, and they were kind of like a little more punky. And then Flickerstick was like the alt-rock band. They were just these dudes from Texas that just partied, and they wanted to bang groupies and write rock and roll music.
All right.
Spoiler alert, they won the whole thing.
There we go.
And they were kick-ass. Remember, they came to Seattle and played like Numo's or one of those bars, and I went and saw them, and it was just like, they were great.
And then they're gone.
It was like right around the time, oddly enough, around like 9/11, they got signed to Epic Records, and they had this big pomp and circumstance about this record coming out, and, you know, and they had a little bit of a buzz because of Bands on the Run, but then I think 9/11 hit, and then, like many bands, just completely just were just done because, like, nobody was buying music, and nobody really cared about music at that moment because, you know, we were just all in a different mindset.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, it was like, I think that would be a really interesting documentary about, like, the music community, like, world and how it was impacted by 9/11.
Well, this show is going to feature a six-figure recording contract, booking agency representation, festival performance opportunities, I guess when we can do that again, studio time, and new gear from Gibson, among other prizes. So that ain't bad.
Nice.
They're getting hooked up.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
a lot of bands in Seattle, man. Step it up.
Okay, so
do it.
It's called No Cover. Apply, see if you can get on there and see if Alice or Lizzie or Gavin will, you know, look your way and give you the nod.
Wouldn't it be awesome? I hope there's going to be a Seattle representative.
There's got to be, right?
There's so many great bands around here.
Yeah, I think you're right. So I hope so. Hopefully they know about this.
We should let Alice in Chains know about it.
Look, I love those guys. I'm just not sure if they got what it takes to be a national band.
All right, maybe Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. Again, I think, you know, I mean, look, regionally, got nothing against Pearl Jam. I just don't know, like, I mean, even internationally, how far can these guys go?
Yo, speaking about Alice in Chains, though, there's a great video if you look it up, like those pandemic sessions where like bands are like doing like, you know, remote recordings with each other. Charlie Benante from Anthrax is always assembling his friends to do covers because he just loves doing covers and he's just a kick-ass dude. And so he put together a group with like the guitarist from Mastodon, some other people, and William Duvall from Alice in Chains, and they did Soundgarden's Rusty Cage. And William nailed it. It's great. So look it up on YouTube.
Nice. We got a lot of folks on the internet that are losing their minds. I know, COVID, everybody's losing their minds, so it's, yeah. Well, what are they losing their minds over? how someone ate their pizza. These people are tripping. I'll tell you all about this at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, there's a picture going viral that's driving people out their minds.
Uh-oh.
It's from a pizza place in England where someone ate an entire pizza but left the entire ring of crust. Like, they basically, with a fork and knife, just went and ate the full center. And
I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the picture, and this just angers me.
Wow, so you're
crust is
out.
The best part of the pizza.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yes,
but
it is. That's why I save it for last.
Okay, well, I guess it is for you.
And nature meant it to be last. So clearly, when God made pizza, he knew that the best parts would be saved for last.
Oh, I didn't realize God actually had a whole, like, he was like, all right, let's do the trees and the animals, and now we'll do the pizza.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What do you think they ate on Noah's Ark?
Pizza.
Cheese pizza.
Well, that was
really
a little bit after the whole God created the world thing. But all right, I'm with you on that.
But it just started and continued and continued.
Oh, that's the other. I didn't see the menu of Noah's Ark, by the way.
Right.
So that
why
was
you think
was,
Jonah fought the whale? He ate the last slice.
Yeah. It's all connecting now.
What?
I really missed that part of the Bible. Is this according to Papa John? Is this the
it's
verses?
The Old Testament. Just read that.
Oh, it's the way. It's the way older Testament. Yeah. So this is, people are tripping out like you, Steve, and one comment on the restaurant's tweet called the person who did this, quote, a monster.
You know, honestly, though, I would like to hang out with this person because I would eat all of their crust. They didn't, they used a fork and a knife, which is also odd to eat pizza with a fork and a knife, unless it's deep dish, but they used a fork and a knife to cut all the way around the crust and eat the pizza however they chose to eat it. So they haven't gotten their mouth or their hands on the crust. I would enjoy that crust like nobody's business.
Unless it's a low-carb situation. Because, I mean, I don't know how many carbs are... Well, then
no,
again,
just some people that just don't like the crust.
Yeah. According to you, those people shouldn't be allowed to live.
Well, I agree with this one tweeter that said, 2020, why do you want to hurt us so much?
How do you feel about, like, bread crust? Are you the same way with bread crust? Like, for
all
a sandwich?
Crust.
All crust? Matter?
Yeah. Oh, really? So what about the heel of the bread?
That's the best part.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually am kind of like, I'm with Steve. Oh, bro. I always love the heel.
I love the heel, hate pizza crust. I don't know.
That's weird. Yeah. Because like when I go to Panera, you know, I get that Fuji apple chicken salad, and on the side, you could get a piece of bread.
And what do you do?
Well, I mean, I'm going to eat whatever piece of bread they give me because their bread's amazing. But I always get super pumped when I open up the bag and they put the heel a piece of bread.
I wonder if you can request that, because a lot of people don't like the heels, so I always just assume they had a whole bin of heels.
Oh, that's funny. They just do it to the person that the customers they don't like, so maybe they just dislike me and they're just sending me the heel.
Well, you got lucky because you go, ha-ha, joke's on you.
Right.
Man, just like me, man, I know if I get Almond Joys, people hate me, but I'm digging it.
Well, do you guys like breadsticks?
I love breadsticks.
I love breadsticks.
So why wouldn't you like the crust of a pizza?
Fundamentally different.
It's exactly the same.
It is not. Crusts are crunchier, harder, and worse. Breadsticks are soft, fluffy, and wonderful.
Yeah, you can't compare the crust of a pizza to an Olive Garden breadstick, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'd take a crust of a pizza over a breadstick any day of the week.
Okay, you know what?
Well, then we can just exchange those.
Look, we'll barter. Just went OGBS, which, by the way, that's from God. The breadstick from Olive Garden is from God. That's a fact. That's his wand that he made everything with.
OGBS?
I know it's National Breadstick Day.
And it's National Breadstick Day, and you're besmirching the breadstick with your stupid pizza crust.
There's better breadsticks out there than Olive Garden, let's be honest.
Oh, my God.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really?
You're going to hurt yourself, okay?
Yeah, stop hurting yourself.
I'm sorry.
Kicking things.
I can't be here for this.
Don't get me wrong. Like,
they're the best things. I mean, who's got better breadsticks?
The best thing at Olive Garden.
Oh, my God.
They are.
Wait, hold on a second. Olive Garden's got good stuff.
Well, yeah, the soup, salad, and breadsticks are amazing, but they also put the breadsticks in the title.
You guys are jumping to conclusions. Me saying it's the best thing at Olive Garden doesn't mean I think Olive Garden's trash. I think Olive Garden's great.
Okay.
I enjoy Olive Garden, and the breadsticks are phenomenal there, but there are better breadsticks in other places.
You are... Name one!
Cite your sources!
You're on the bracket!
I'd go to, like, Maggiano's. Their breadsticks are great.
Look, Maggiano's has good breadsticks, but I still go to Olive Garden breadsticks, because they dip them in... I dip them in popcorn butter or something, whatever they do. It's like crack. And I love Maggiano's, but I don't go there for the breadsticks.
I didn't even take Domino's breadsticks over.
I like Domino's
breadsticks. Those are good.
What's happening over here?
Have you had their breadsticks?
Well, lately, no. But back in the day, there was no way I would compare Domino's to OG. Nothing
now,
against Domino's.
They got them bread twists.
Yeah. Oh, now, do those count as breadsticks? Because it's bread twists or the bread knots, the garlic knots are amazing at Pizza Hut.
It was a stick that got bent. Yes,
you know what? I think it's too much. To be honest with you, the thicker breadsticks and the garlic knots are too much. I think that's why OG's breadsticks are light and fluffy.
Little Caesar's crazy bread.
Well, that's not even a breadstick.
It's kind of like pizza bread.
Yeah, it's pizza without the crust.
Little Caesar's breadsticks are the best.
Okay, I would like to do a taste test.
Way better than Olive Garden.
Yeah, we do.
Cancel Migs. Olive Garden breadsticks are the best.
We have to test this out.
Look, nothing against Little Caesars, but I find it hard to believe their breadsticks are better than all of them.
So is it Little Caesars crazy bread? It's crazy good.
It's not a breadstick. I mean, yeah, the crazy bread's good, but that's, I mean, mm-hmm. And it's a bread.
Well, if it's in stick form, it's a breadstick.
Well, in that case, you know what? Wonder Bread's amazing breadsticks.
Okay, that's not good.
Oh, that's crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's a breadstick as opposed to
Crazy bread is still a stick of bread.
Let me see that bread.
I got to get on their website and do things.
All right, because I thought their breadsticks were more like a bread 2x4.
I'll pick it.
You know what I mean? But the breadsticks at Olive Garden, they're round. They're tubular.
No, these are. Yeah, no, crazy bread is.
They're tubular?
Yeah.
Totally tubular,
totally
man.
Awesome, man. Right, well, kicking
then
red.
Then we have to actually do a taste test.
Look at those things.
All right.
It's a breadstick.
Okay, fair enough.
They're just crazy.
All right. Well, I'll try it. For science.
So there's no way in hell Steve isn't trolling you guys right now. No, I'm not saying, again, like, I do like Olive Garden's breadsticks. I just don't think that they're the best breadstick that you can get.
I've already called the SeaTac airport. You're on the do not fly list because you're a terrorist. Because only a terrorist would say that. Only a terrorist would say OG breadsticks are not, you know, not the thing.
I don't know if Vicky's ever been here because it's in Marysville. Cristiano's breadsticks.
Ooh, I did a long time ago because my buddy worked there, and I remember they were tasty, but... It's been a while. Might have to go again.
Well, what about the Olive Garden breadsticks? Remember those?
Oh, I love those.
See, look, she just said that. So they couldn't have been that good if she just, you know.
Well, I've been to Olive Garden more recently.
Right, and we've been just for years hammered over our head that their breadsticks are amazing.
Are you saying it's propaganda?
Yes.
And it's hashtag fake Olive Garden breadstick news?
Yes.
Well, it's Big Breadstick trying to influence us.
I can't believe Big Breadstick's in my mind. Can't believe it.
It's funny how, though, you can say that something you don't think is the best, and all of a sudden it gets misconstrued as me saying they're bad. I'm never saying that they're bad. I'm just saying if I had my choice, I'd take a pizza crust over a breadstick. Mm. And I would take other breadsticks over Olive Garden.
See,
when it comes to like if I was creating like the top five breadsticks, I need time to do the homework.
I want
to
be clear.
Domino's I would put ahead.
I want to be clear because you don't want to be mistaken for saying something's bad. I can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I want to be clear. There's no mistake. You are bad. You should be on the new the donut. There's no mistake there. You are anti-American, anti-breadstick. Anti-social.
So we were talking about like twisty bread and all that stuff.
Anti-pasta.
You gotta try the Domino's garlic knots. Those things are so good.
Is that though, is that considered a breadstick?
Well, it's so bread a in a knot, yeah.
Yeah.
No, because I don't put knots in my sticks.
Well, okay.
Yeah, just there you go.
Those Caesar's breadsticks are pretty much the same as their pizza crust, made with the same dough. I know, I worked there when I was a teen.
See, that's different.
That's awesome.
Olive Garden's breadsticks, though, are a different, they have a fluffiness. I mean, it's a whole different world than, like, basically having a pizza crust. What do you think it is? I mean, it's a pizza joint. They're going to go, hey, would you like flatbread? Would you like crazy bread? Would you like pizza sticks? Would you like a pizza crust? And it's all the same thing, just cut differently. I mean, if you get, like, the crazy bread with marinara sauce, and then they also go, would you like the cheese bread with marinara sauce? I'm just getting a deconstructed pizza, aren't I?
You know, I'm going to go with this texture as well. Pizza Hut breadsticks are the best. Those are freaking awesome.
They are good.
I haven't had them.
Better than Olive Garden.
I'm going to say this. Again, it's the same problem. Am I having basically pizza crust sticks? I mean, Olive Garden sticks are different. You don't even have them with sauce. You have them with
salad.
But
Olive Garden's not giving you pizza.
That's right. That's why they're not going to basically just take the crust that nobody eats and go, here's a stick. At Olive Garden, you don't even eat marinara. You get it with the salad. And they're so good with that salad.
Oh, good. You toss it and eat it. I don't care.
As you know, Steve, I'm a giver. I don't toss my own salad. It's only anybody else that would like me to make their salad tasty.
So it says, okay, well, if we're going to throw in the bread products, what about breadsticks from Olive Garden versus the Cheddar Bay biscuits over at Red Lobster?
Cheddar Bay all the way.
Thank you.
100%.
At least you and I can see eye to eye on that.
Yeah.
Problem is I have never had one.
Ooh, The Rock, the pizza place, has the best breadsticks, someone said. Definitely top three. Farelli's is up there as well. Farelli's is really good.
I haven't been to Farelli's, but I have been to The Rock, and I don't know if I've had Rock breadsticks. I can't remember if I have. I mean, I know I've had Rock everything good stuff. I just remember Vicky just drowning in one of the buckets. That's all I remember because she was so tiny in that bucket.
Bucket. She had two, and then we went to go see a movie, and that was a train wreck.
Oh, that was so great. Vicky was the bucket was as big as she was. She goes, aha, tell Plash.
Yeah.
See, I think what we're starting to learn is that there's plenty of breadsticks out there that just we don't need to just always just make Olive Garden our go-to.
Oh, no, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, buddy. I mean, look, the other breadsticks I won't turn down, but if you say, BJ, we're going to just have a breadstick meal. Where are we going? There's only one destination.
Well, it's because they brainwashed you, man.
I am not going to believe the hashtag
breadwashed
big
you.
Breadstick.
They breadwashed you, yes.
Yeah, they breadwashed me. All right, yesterday, Steve, not only did he get this wrong about Olive Garden breadsticks, but he also got this wrong.
In what part of the female body would you find amniotic fluid?
The vulva?
No.
Go back to school.
Yeah, we're going to believe vulva boy about breadsticks.
Go back to school.
Go back to school, Steve.
Learn sex ed.
Yeah.
Breadsticks to vulva in one fell swoop.
That's right.
What the hell?
That's what you get from this program. The correct answer, by the way, was uterus. And that's all I got for you. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.